The seal test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley and Rudy the Cub Reporter with John Barrymore and Vera Vaig.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight you will hear John Barrymore as the fearless, fighting, crusading editor of the Colossal Town Gazette. You will hear yours truly as Scoops Valley, the fearless cub reporter. You will hear Vera Vaig as the fearful queen of the underworld. You will hear the rolling of the presses of that fearless journal, the Morning Gazette. Let them roll to press!
City dance? Barrymore speaking. What's that? Of course Ann Bueller's column will run today's Gazette. Ann Bueller's column runs every day. City desk, Barrymore speaking. What, a fire? Where? The courthouse? Say, isn't that where they keep the records of lawsuits and judgments? Stay right there, I'll send over some kerosene.
Good morning, sir.
Who are you?
Don't you remember, sir? I'm your new reporter, Scoops. Valley, I have a splendid story for the Gazette, sir.
I bet you have. What is it?
Well, sir, Killer Creven just escaped from the penitentiary.
What? Well, that's it. That's the front page story. Hello, hello, press room. Rip out page one, take this headline. Killer Creven cracks county can. Yeah, get an extra on the street right away. Congratulations, Valley. It's a sensational. Where did you get the story?
I read it in the Times.
What? You read it in the Times? Well, that's a rival newspaper.
Yes, on their toes, aren't they, sir?
Get out of here, you...
Yes, sir.
Lorraine, the Times has scooped me again.
Looks bad for the Gazette, sir.
Now, wait a minute. I got an idea. Lorraine, call in my reporters.
Okay, Chief. Boys, the chief wants to see you. Boys! Mr. Barrymore, those reporters are even too lazy to walk into your office.
I'll get them in here. Boys! This round is on me. Sit down, boys. Boys, the Gazette's in bad shape. You haven't brought in the story for 3 weeks. The only thing that's selling the paper is Aunt Bueller's advice to the Lovelorn column.
Say, Chief, I've been on the paper for 15 years, and I've never even seen this Aunt Bueller. Who is she?
Never mind who she is. So you guys call yourselves newspaper reporters. What happened when the Benson story broke? Scooped by the Fairfax High School Weekly. Now, listen. I have an idea, that will make the Gazette the biggest paper in the city. They're going to expose the gang that controls crime in Colossal Town. The Vultures Gang.
The Vultures Gang?
Yeah, now get busy.
All right, I'll cover the bookie joint.
I'll cover the waterfront.
I'll cover burlesque.
Okay, don't cover it too much. Now get going.
Mr. Barrymore, that new reporter, Scoops Valley, is waiting to see you again.
Oh, he is. Is he? Sure, man.
Barrymore, I have another splendid scoop.
I know. Roosevelt was elected.
He was?
Barry, do you call yourself a reporter? Jumping printing presses and thundering linotypes.
Sir, I wish you wouldn't use that kind of language in front of Miss Lorraine.
Oh, sorry, old man, I forgot. Well, I'll carry on. Now, look, Barry, when you came to work for me, I explained to you what news was. I told you what makes news. When a man bites a...
I know, sir, but they keep biting me back.
Well, what's the story you got?
Well, it's a human interest story. A man was married 4 times and divorced 4 times. And every 4th week, the alimony court divides up his salary. Is that news?
Not to me, brother. Valley, maybe there's something wrong with your methods. How do you work?
Well, sir, when I start out in the morning, I say to myself, I must make good. I shall make good. I will make good. I can make good. I've got to make good. I'm going to make good.
Well?
Well, by the time I get through, another day's gone by.
Well, Mr. Barrymore.
What is it, Mal? What is it?
A tip just came in over the wire that the headquarters of the Vultures Gang is in that famous nightclub, the Casa del Blackjack. Are you going to send a reporter there, Mr. Barrymore?
Certainly not. It's certain death for the poor fellow. It's suicide for a reporter to walk into that place. Why, I wouldn't send a... Valley.
Yes, sir?
How would you like to... No, John, you can't.
You've done some pretty terrible things during your life, but murder? No, no, John. Still, murder would give you a grand slam.
No, John, you can't send that boy to the Capitol Blackjack. You'll never see his face again. Is that bad? No, John, you can't do it. Get out of here, Valley. Leave me, temptation.
But, sir, I have no assignment. Where do you want me to go? Where shall I go?
Boy, have I got an answer for that one. Valley, you're not a reporter. You never were a reporter. You never will be a reporter. Look at you. Your hat doesn't even turn up in front.
But, sir, I have my diploma from the Shakespeare, did it? Why can't you? School of Journalism.
You're still the dizziest, daffiest, dopiest, droopiest...
But, sir, my diploma.
You can take that diploma and frame it. How much am I paying you, Valley?
You pay me $3 a week in expenses.
Well, how much are your expenses?
Nothing.
From now on, you are just getting your expenses.
But, Mr. Barrymore, that adds up to nothing.
You're worth every cent of it, too, son. Now, scram.
Gee, Rudy, you sure came out of Mr. Barrymore's office fast. Did you tell him about you and me being in love and that we're planning to get married?
Well, you see, I didn't get a chance, Loreen. We talked business.
Did he do anything about your salary?
He adjusted it.
Oh, goody. How much are you getting now?
Well, it's a good round figure.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty close.
Did you show Mr. Barrymore your diploma?
Yes.
What did he say?
He made a suggestion. You know, Loreen, maybe I'm not cut out to be a newspaper man.
Oh, how can you say that? Well, you're a great writer, Rudy Valley. I'll never forget the first newspaper article you ever wrote. I memorized it.
You memorized my first newspaper article?
Yes. It said, Agnes Smith, age 75, pneumonia.
Gosh, was I that good?
You were wonderful, Rudy, and you still are. And I'll be proud to be the wife of such a grand gentleman of the press.
But, Loreen, I can't even make enough to support myself. How can we get married?
Who am I to think that you're far off? Who am I to wish that this might be? Could I make you love me? Should I even try? Is it foolish of me to hear your name and sigh? Who am I to dream about your kiss? Who are you to treat my heart like this? Why should I be still and let this thrill pass me by? I must have you. But who am I?
Gee, that was beautiful, Rudy.
Who was that singing?
I'm sorry if I disturbed you, sir.
Valley, I didn't know you could sing. That gives me an idea. Would you like to help me track down the Vulture's gang?
Oh, indeed, sir. I would like nothing better.
It may be dangerous.
Well, sir, I guess that's all part of the game.
All right, then. Here's my plan. You go to the Casadel Blackjack, and you get a job as an entertainer. You pose as a singer.
That'll be easy, sir. I've been posing as a singer for years.
You ain't kidding nobody.
Please, sir, may I go along, too? If Scoops is to risk his life, I feel that my place is at his side.
Good. Loreen got a job as a cigarette girl. She'll help you. Now, Valley, you go down to the Capitol Blackjack and root out the Vulture's gang. Loreen, you meet him there later. In the meantime, Aunt Beulah will dictate her advice to the Lovelorn to you. Get along, Valley.
Very good, sir.
And now, Loreen?
Yes, sir.
The door?
Bolted.
The windows?
Locked.
The shade?
Drawn.
Good. Are the letters ready?
Yes, Mr. Barrymore.
What?
Aunt Beulah.
That's better. Now let me read the first letter. Dear Aunt Beulah,
I am a girl in love with a man who is 15 years older than myself. I am 80 and he is 95. You think this difference in our ages will matter? Sign, hurry before it's too late. Dear, hurry before it's too late. Yes, I think the 15 years difference matters. Not at first, perhaps. To think of life after the excitement and the hurly-burly of the honeymoon is over. Remember, after 10 years of married life, you will be 90, and he will be 105. The dangerous age. Remember, Aunt Beulah says, love is where you find it. You'll find it someday.
Oh, that was beautiful, Aunt Beulah. Here's the second letter.
Yeah, there you go. Dear Aunt Beulah, I'm in love with a beautiful young girl named Ruth, who lives at 6350 Franklin Avenue. I work nights, and I suspect that another fellow has been seeing her while I work. Should I sneak over to her house tonight and shoot him? Sign, Deadshot. 6350. Dear Deadshot, by all means, do not shoot the fellow. Throw that gun away and forget the whole thing. Signed, Ann Beulah. Whew, that was a close call. What next?
The next letter is from your old faithful correspondent, that lovesick female, Benzedrine Blotz.
Ah, yes, Benzedrine Blotz. She's been writing me for years. Hope springs eternal in Benzedrine Blotz's breast.
City desk. Barrymore. What's that, valet? You got a job with the Casadel Blackjack? Good boy, but watch your step, valet. You're in constant danger.
Well, the returns are in from all the outlying districts, and we can now announce the results of the election for November's outstanding dessert. Ladies and gentlemen, by a landslide vote, the decision goes to Seal Test Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream Pie.
Yes, but don't forget that a lot of repeaters voted for our side.
Rudy, you don't mean to say this election wasn't on the up and up.
I mean to say that nobody could vote only once for Seal Test Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream Pie. I'll wager you that everyone who tasted it bought it again and again. Ladies, picture a pie with crusts of delicious vanilla ice cream, topped with colorful decorations of whipped cream. And between those crusts, a thick filling of real chocolate fudge. The smooth, creamy kind that's full of rich, chocolatey flavor. Wait till you slice and serve that treat for your family or guests.
But why wait? You can enjoy a Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie right now. Tonight. A little later, we'll tell you where to buy it in your community. But first, a warning. It'll only be here during November. And there's only one original and genuine Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie. Only one that's supervised for quality and purity by the Seal Test Laboratory System. So be sure to look for the Seal Test name on the carton. And now, we take you to that rendezvous of the underworld, Casadel Blackjack, where Rudy and Lorene have disguised themselves as a singer and a cigarette girl. Rudy is just finishing a number.
Oh, what a time I had with Mamie the mermaid. Down in her seaweed bungalow, I said. Down in her seaweed bungalow, low.
Hey, Lorene.
What is it, Rudy?
Lorene, honey, I wish you weren't working here. This place is filled with thugs and gangsters and low people. I'm afraid it'll have a bad effect on you.
No, none at all. Has it had any on yous?
I don't think so. I ain't noticed none yet. Say, Lorene, did any of these mugs get fresh with you yet?
Well, one fella slapped me on the back and said, "Hiya, babe. How about a little kiss, babe?"
I did, eh? Show him to me. Which one was he? I'll take care of him.
It's that big bruiser over there in the black derby.
Oh, he was probably only kidding.
Oh, gee, I'm awfully scared, honey. They'll find out you're writing these articles the Gazette has been running. You've been exposing this place for a week.
Yeah, I'm worried myself. Because of my stories, the head of the whole Casadel Blackjack gang is due here tonight.
You don't mean...
Yes, the Vulture.
The Vulture? Oh, when I think of the Vulture, I shiver all over.
Come on, Jones, get up on that stage. It's time for your speciality.
Coming. Come on, Lorene. I'll see you later.
Oh, before you go, Tell me that you love me, Rudy.
You know I love you, darling. Don't worry.
We now present Rudy Jones. Yay! All right, kids, go to
it. Do I worry 'cause you're stepping out? Do I worry 'cause you got me in doubt? Though your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazine? Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Do I worry when you're stepping out? Do I worry 'cause you got me in doubt? When you got someone in your lap, do you think I give a snap? Are my feelings really hurt when somebody's in your lap?
Am I curious when the gossip flies? Am I furious about your little white lies? And when all our evenings end, 'cause you've got a sick friend who needs you, do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Hey, you. Hey, Rudy Jones, come
here. Yes?
The Vulture wants to see you.
The Vulture? You mean the head of the gang, the chief?
That's right. Get going. The Vulture's waiting for you in the back room.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, I'm frightened.
Have no fear, my dear. It's all part of the game.
Rudy, we were to be married. Suppose you go in that back room and don't come out. Suppose the Vulture shoots you.
Then perhaps Mr. Barrymore will marry you.
And you stay here. I'll go in.
No, darling. I'll go in and face the Vulture. Oh, pardon me. I'm looking for the Vulture.
I'm the Vulture.
But, Miss Vulture, you don't look like a criminal.
Oh, you dear boy.
You don't look like a killer.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Why, you look like somebody's mother.
Shut your big mouth.
But are you really the boss of the Blackjack Gang?
Yes. What's so strange about that?
You're the chief of these cutthroats?
Yes.
But those men are brutes.
They are not brutes.
Well, don't they ever annoy you?
No. The brutes?
Say, you're kind of cute. Who are you?
I'm Rudy Jones, the new singer, Miss Vulture.
Oh, well, come here. Let me hear you sing. Sing a love song. Sing until you put me in a romantic mood.
All right. If you...
That does it. Kiss me.
But, ma'am...
Kiss me.
But, ma'am, we haven't even been introduced.
My name's Vulture.
My name's Rudy.
Kiss me.
All right, ma'am, if you force me to, I'll kiss you.
How much am I paying you?
$15 a week.
From now on, you get
$3,000. $3,000 a week?
Yes.
Thank goodness for those music lessons.
Music lessons did that for you?
Yes.
You don't happen to know Beethoven's telephone number, do you?
Rudy, are you all right? Rudy! Your face is bleeding.
No, it isn't. That's lipstick.
Lipstick? A fine reporter you are.
Reporter? So you're the reporter who's been exposing my gang.
Oh,
why? Boys, come in here. I found the guy who's been printing those stories.
You mean this boy is a stool pigeon?
He ain't on his way back to Capistrano.
And now back to the Gazette, where Editor Paramore is making the fight of his life to clean up Colossal Town.
And remember, Aunt Beulah says, love is where you find it, and you'll find it someday. What's the letter, Miss Jones?
Why, it's another letter from Benzedrine Block.
Oh, that's it. Dear Aunt Beulah, I hate to bother you again, but you realize that I've never been married, not even once. Oh, Aunt Beulah, don't I have terrible trouble? Dear Benzedrine, such trouble I should have. City that. Barrymore? Lorene? What? Valet's been captured by the Vulture. She's a woman? Hold everything, I'll be right over. So the Vulture is a woman. Well, this simplifies things. Miss Jones? Me cane, me chapeau, me moustache wax, me toilet water. The great profile is going to work.
toujours, l'amour, toujours, je t'aime.
Now, we have a lot of other reporters all over America waiting to tell you where you can buy that Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie. So here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
You're not going to kiss me again.
No. This time I'm going to shoot you.
That's better. I'm ready to die for my Gazette.
But you're so strong. In the face of death, how can you reporters be so brave?
Just part of the game.
Mon Dieu, stop! Stop the shooting, mademoiselle, and shoot me. Kill me, ma chérie, ma petite. I cannot live without you, mon ange. Je vous aime beaucoup. Toujours l'amour. Mais oui, mais oui, oui, oui. Wish, wish.
Gesundheit!
Say, what is this?
That's French talk, ma'am.
Ah, ma chérie, ma petite.
Say, who are you?
What matters it who I am? You are a woman. I am a man. Is not that enough?
Are you sure you're a man?
Yes.
Well, then that's enough.
You, young man.
Yes, sir.
Can you not see I wish to be alone with this beautiful woman?
But I think I should...
You heard what the man said.
Yes, now go. Bonsoir, my young friend. Vive la Gazette.
Vive la Gazette.
Now, ma chérie, come to my arms.
But I don't even know your name.
Oh, my wish. Mademoiselle, permit me. I am Monsieur Jacques Berrymore, international pickpocket. In Paris, they call me the Fox.
The Fox?
Just in the 14th in Hollywood, they call me the Wolf.
Do they call you anything in New York?
They certainly do. But the moment I cannot remember what it is.
Is it Chisler? Cad? Two-timer?
No, that was Chicago. What does it matter? You know, my lovely creature, I have a feeling we have met somewhere before. But who knows where? It could have been in dreams. It could have been in fancy.
It could have been in the locker room on the SS Arizona.
Well, never mind where it was. Come to my arms and I will give you a kiss.
Not so fast. Don't think my kisses come so cheaply. Remember, I am a woman. And every woman has her prize.
What is your prize?
Well, the first one's on the house.
Everything okay, Chief?
Chief! Is this man your chief?
He's got Indian blood. How, Chief?
Just the fox, eh?
Hush, eh? Caught in the net of the Gazette.
So you're the one who exposed my gang, printed those stories in your newspaper.
Well, I only did it to increase my circulation.
Your age, you should be glad you've got any circulation at all.
That reaction was a little too immediate.
Ha 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 ha!
Belcher!
Quiet! Quiet, Barrymore, your time has come. Against the wall. First, I'm going to plug you. Then my trigger men are going to pump you full of lead, and then I'm going to tie some bricks to your feet and drop you in the river.
Mr. Barrymore, you know what?
What?
I don't think she likes you.
Valet, you miserable numbskull, this is your fault. How could you turn out to be such a miserable nincompoop?
Well, sir, I guess it's just part of the game.
Against the wall, Barrymore. One, two...
Wait! Walter, you don't mean you're really going to shoot me down in cold blood?
I am, just as sure as my real name is Benzedrine Blotz.
Benzedrine Blotz! Love is where you find
me. Wait! You're not...
Yes! You wouldn't shoot your old Aunt Beulah, would you?
Shoot Aunt Beulah? I should say not. In fact, Aunt Beulah's coming right along now to my wedding.
Your wedding? Who are you going to marry?
Jacques Barrymore, sometimes known as the fox, the wolf. And if he doesn't marry me, the corpse.
Wait now, Benzedrine. Why do you want to marry me? I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Look, Jack, when you've been sitting on the bench as long as I have and you get a chance to get in the game, you don't hesitate just because there's only 1 or 2 minutes left to play. Come on, Jack. Oh, Rudy. Rudy, are you all right?
Yes, and I've saved the day for the Gazette, dear. Now we can be married.
Yes, Rudy. And in a year or two, you suppose we'll have a little...
Yes. I guess that's just part of the game.
Extra! Extra!
What's the extra, son?
John Barrymore marries Benzedrine Blotz.
Gee, the press works fast, doesn't it? How did they get out that headline so quickly?
Oh, that's a stock Barrymore headline. All they have to do is change the girl's name.
Extra! Read all about it. See what's going on in the world today. Extra, we never doubt it. Thank your stars for the press of the USA.
Fox Mary stenographer.
Big battle rage.
It's there for us to read on America's front page. Extra, I'm glad to shout it.
It's the truth, press, the free press, ready for you and me. Press it news the American way.
Mr. John Q. Public, you're a lucky man indeed. When you're at the breakfast table, think of all the facts you read. Weather reports, the world of sports, the latest style creation, movie romance, high finance, foreign situation, cheesecake photos in the rotos, exposés of graft, federal expenses, national defenses, your number in the draft, freedom of press, the right to print the truth and read it.
Don't give it up, the Bill of Rights is guaranteed it.
It's America's greatest blessing.
Extra! Let's see the about the pressing of news. The American way.
Extra! Extra! Extra!
John Barrymore and I will be back next week at the same time with a program titled Don Juan and Casanova Incorporated Escort Service, wherein John and I find ourselves rented out to dance with lonesome ladies. One of the lonesome ladies being that charming comedian, Miss Billy Burke. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test, S-E-A-L-T-E-S-T, symbol of quality and purity. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.